are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. TGIF, it is officially the weekend, and I am so excited to share a win. Because of you, we officially hit the 400,000 listener mark as of this past week. So thank you so much for being a part of this amazing Next on Scene podcast journey with us. It has been such an honor to share our stories and share so many amazing people with you of who's next and why they are next to know about. So I want to thank you so much for doing that. If you have been listening for a while, if you are new listening to the show, we would so appreciate a review on iTunes, Blurberry, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podbean. We are on so many different outlets. So any review is so helpful to us. And thank you so much. I mean, if you don't know the backstory, just before I have my guest on, so I started this podcast 5 years ago in January in my guest room closet. And I literally taught myself how to do everything from YouTube videos. And it's really, really inspiring to share that you can absolutely start something from nothing and create something amazing. And it's just being consistent, showing up, and dedicating the time to achieve your goals. And magnificent things happen when you really put your heart and soul into something. So I want to thank you so much for being a part of this journey, and I can't wait to continue to grow with you. So definitely, if you can leave a review on Next on Scene on any of the podcast outlets you are listening to this, we would be so, so grateful. So thank you so much. So who's next? Creative Contour by Carla is next today. She is an amazing makeup artist, one of my go-to gals. Absolutely love her. Creative Contour by Carla, it has 5 years experience in the beauty field. She's a professional in the midst of her freelance adventure. She's a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. With her vast knowledge of skincare and makeup, she transforms each and every canvas into a beautiful work of art. Experienced in bridal, Carla has mastered each bride's special look. She also has experience in film, working on various independent student films, as well as public television. Carla thrives working behind the scenes within different genres and truly enjoys bringing the characters to life, which she absolutely does. I just want to give her a shout out for doing an amazing job for my wedding. If you are looking for an amazing makeup artist, she is your gal, and she has a great team behind her of girls she works with too. So if you need more than one makeup artist, I highly recommend checking her out. And if you listen more to the podcast, you will be able to learn more of how to get in touch with her. So stay tuned for Carla. All right, everybody, I officially have Carla Balzano on the line. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh my God, so stoked to have you. Before you come on, as I told you prior to the show, I do this whole intro about how amazing you are and how you did my wedding, and it was amazing. So I'm so excited to have you and to share with our audience all about like how you got into the world of makeup and what you're currently doing. So why makeup is my first question. Out of all industries you can be in, what made you choose to get into the makeup world?
You know, that's a great question. And it actually kind of goes back really, really far. I'm going to be upfront with that one. So why makeup? I'm going to tell you, when I was a little kid, I used to play with my mom's makeup all the time. And, you know, I think I just like liked putting on lipstick and like playing with colorful eyeshadows and stuff. I mean, I still do it as an adult now, if you see my Instagram.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. And, you know, I just had a very supportive mother, and I don't think she understood that she was nurturing a love to create this into a career. I think she was just like, oh, like my daughter likes to play with makeup. Like, sure, I'll buy her these like little, you know, like packages, you know, that has the little eyeshadows, and they have the lipsticks and stuff. And she's like, you know, she likes to play with it. Why not? You know, I think that's just kind of how it came about.
Yeah. Yeah. Were there and like then, specific at the time, were there like specific brands you were using or that you really loved? Because I remember when I was little, like those makeup kits, like I don't even remember the brands, but there were just endless amounts of like eyeshadows and lip glosses and all that stuff.
Same. I don't really remember the brands either.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, she used to buy me them for like Christmas and my birthday. And like, I remember I was actually having a conversation with her the other day, and I was like, you know, mom, like you really like nurtured my love of makeup. And she said, and She was like, you know, it was so easy to fill your Christmas stocking. She was like, I would just go to like the drugstore and buy like all the CoverGirl eyeshadows and all the eyeliners. She was like, it was so easy to buy for you.
Oh my God, that's adorable. So was your mom really into makeup? Is there somebody in your family that was into it as well? Or,
well, let me tell you. My mom was fairly young in the 80s. She was like in her 20s, like maybe like mid to late 20s. So she used to wear makeup because I would see all these pictures of her and she would have some bright red lipstick on and like a smoky eye one day. And, you know, like they wore like very colorful makeup then. Like our moms were, you know, those kind of girls.
So cute. So she's, yeah. So I guess, she's always had a soft spot for makeup. So that obviously stuck with you.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. So it seems like from, you know, talking about your mom, she's really like an icon in your life, right? Like very like much like a supporter and somebody you look up to and that kind of stuff.
Yes, she is. And she's my guiding light. I told her that today.
I love that. That's beautiful. Oh my God. Make sure she listens to the show. She's going to be really happy you gave her all these shout outs. So cute. So how do you, you know, there's so many makeup artists out there. How do you differentiate yourself? Well, not even to chime in and interrupt myself, but I mean, you do airbrush makeup. It's so different and unique. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So I guess the big factor about what would make me different than other makeup artists is that I specialize in airbrush makeup. A lot of makeup artists will offer it, but they don't advertise that they offer it. But I personally love it. Airbrush makeup is applied via a compressor and a hose. So basically, I know that sounds kind of scary to some people, but it's not like this big intimidating machine. You know, they're really pretty small. They're usually pretty travel size. What it is it sprays foundation through the nozzle. So it has an even coverage. So everything always looks flawless. And what a wonderful thing about it is that it's kind of like an experience, if you think about it. It's this refreshing mist that's coming on your face, right? Because you're sitting in a chair and someone's touching your face.
Right.
Not everybody thinks that's a nice experience, but now you have this extra just, you know, refreshing mist coming on your face. And you're just like, oh my God, this is nice and relaxing. It gives a high definition finish. So you're always looking your best. Even when you don't feel it and you feel like, oh my God, you know, I haven't taken care of myself today. I forgot to wear moisturizer, all this other stuff. You're still going to look great, no matter what.
So my question to follow up with that is, does it last longer than like if you put on foundation by hand? Is that make a difference or?
So it does. The reason why is because when the foundation is sprayed through, there's air pushing it through the machine. So when it comes in contact with the skin, it doesn't have to set per se. It just has to be applied, a little buff in, and it's done.
That's
it
really
usually
awesome.
usually lasts about at least 12 hours.
Oh wow, that's pretty long.
Oh, yeah.
That's super long. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So that's why I use it for the brides, because you have your makeup done earlier in the day, right? You know, you're taking pictures, you're talking to folks, your ceremony, you know, the after the ceremony party.
The reception.
What's the part? Yes,
thank
you. The
reception.
You know, you're doing all the stuff, right? Well, it's not, you know, done in 2 hours and okay, call it quits. You know, it's like a long day. So, you know, you have to be looking your best all day.
Right. It's right. So true. So to follow up, because you are a makeup gal and it is officially holiday season, being it's November, let's talk about some holiday glam. So,
oh my God, I know it's holiday season already.
So exciting. So tell us, like, what are some of your favorite go-to looks? What products do you like using for glam? Like, how do you decide if I'm going to sit in your chair? Because we've already worked together, so I guess I'd be a good example. Like, because you kind of know my style, what products look good on me. Like, how do you decide for a potential client what to use on them?
I usually ask a series of questions, first of all. And I'm a licensed esthetician myself. So for those who don't know, I say that skincare is my religion, because the face is my canvas, and I have to make you look your best. So it's the first step of looking great is skincare. Very, very essential. I always start there, and I do ask every single person that sits in my chair, oh, did we do our normal skincare routine today? Every single time. And you know that because I always ask you, did you wear your moisturizer today?
Right. No, so a lot of people don't ask that. A lot of people don't. So that's right. Good food
so for that's where we start. Mm-hmm. And that would decide what products I'd be using based on the way you answer my questions. You know, if you're a little bit more of an oilier skin type, there would be more of the strong primers. I do have two different primers I use. And that's where I start because that's what's holding your makeup in, right? Is the primer. It's that extra layer. It's keeping everything solid and smooth, and it's not going to cake. It's not going to crack, anything of that nature. From there, it kind of just depends on what the look you're going for. So when it comes to holiday time, I would say, Jackie, I have some beautiful glitters that we can use.
Love it.
To make you, you know, your best holiday glam. It's, you know, this is the time to wear glitter. You know, I mean, I always think glitter can be worn anytime, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's holiday. Like, let's do something with sparkles. You know, like, I want to be, you know, like, I want to look and feel my best.
Right. No, it's
so
true.
So I always recommend some glitter.
No, I totally get that. So my follow-up question, being in the makeup world, there's so many brands that offer so many great things. What are two of your go-to products and why?
Oh, boy.
Right. So since we're on like holiday theme, let's talk about that a little bit. So like we were talking about how you ask them if they do their moisturizer and then you decide what products they're going to use. But like for you personally, what do you
what
like
would
to
I
use
do on
yourself?
My face?
Exactly.
Okay. So for the holiday season, definitely a red lip.
Love red lip.
Exactly. And it really just fits in with, you know, I mean, you know, you're dressing up and I'm always like team slay all day, like saying all those kind of things like that, you know, with little fire emojis and stuff. So like, of course, a red lip because, you know, you're going to rock it.
Exactly.
Red lips are awesome.
No, they are. So what's your favorite brand to use for red lip?
So for red lip, I like to use lip stains personally. There's some great red lipsticks out there, but I like a matte lip for myself. And I like something that when I put it on, I don't have to worry about retouching.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I don't want to be touching up.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you to just explain what that is for people who don't know what matte means.
Oh, so matte is basically that there's no shine at all. There's no glitter. There's no shimmer. None of that. As far as a lip stain is concerned, it's a stain. It's going to stay on. They can be a little drying. So some folks who don't like the kind of, you know, if they don't like things that are drying their lips out, they might not like it. So they can try a matte lipstick instead. But it's not guaranteed that you're not going to have to touch up with the lipstick. The lip stain, like you put it on, you don't have to do anything the rest of the day.
No.
You don't even have to worry about it. Like, I mean, I'm going to give you an example. So when I have to work on site, I generally have to leave my house by 6 a.m., depending on where I'm going, et cetera. I'll get ready at 5:30 in the morning, putting my makeup on and everything, and go out the door. I'll come home at probably 4 or 5 that day, and my lipstick will still be the same because I use the lip stain, and my lips, like, I don't have to touch them up. Like, there's no smudging, nothing. It stays.
That's impressive. That's super impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can people look into getting that stuff?
So mm-hmm. I'm going to actually recommend my two favorite brands, which is the brands that, number one, I swear by, and number two, they're the only lip stains I have in my kit.
That's how you know Carla knows. Carla knows the good ones.
Anything that's in my kit, you know I swear by it.
Exactly.
So the first one is called Stila Stay All Day Liquid Lipstick. And they have a variety of colors. Like they have nudes, they have like tans and browns, they have wine colors, they have reds, they have pinks. I believe they have some like corally colors too. You'll have to look into that last one. I can't remember offhand if they have corally ones. My other favorite one is Too Faced Melted Matte Liquid Lipstick. What I personally like about that one is they have what I call my signature lipstick color, which is like this really bright neon pink. It's kind of like a little darker than Barbie pink. Like, that's the color I love to wear. And they have it. And they have it in a lip stain. And it's the only lip stain I've ever used in my life that I love because it's that color. And it stays all day.
Oh my God.
So like,
so
I
fun.
Like that. This is who I am. Pink is my favorite color.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I really like, oh, Carly, you are one of the only people I know that can pull any color off. Like, seriously, like, you know, I don't know many people that can, and it could be because you're a makeup artist and you know how to put it on the right way, but you can rock any color. Okay.
Well, let me tell you, I believe that if you put a little concealer and foundation, you can wear most colors. You just have to be willing to try it.
Yeah, well, just like I told you, I just would rather you come over and do makeup on me than for me to do it myself, because that is just, that is not my zone of genius. Like, definitely not. So I really,
good,
like,
I got your back.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. And you're very talented at what you do. So I'm very happy to have you in my circle.
Oh,
so, yeah, of course. So next question is who is somebody you admire in the makeup industry and why?
Who is somebody I admire in the makeup industry? Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
can we come back
lot.
To that one?
Yeah, this question to you then to follow up with that, because, you know, I'm a questions girl, is what is something that you have to wear every day?
What is something that I have to wear every day?
Yeah, outside of skincare, when it comes to makeup, what's the first item you have to wear every day?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you specified that was outside of skincare, because you know how I would have answered.
Totally, totally. Yeah, no, we're focusing more on the makeup side.
Something that I would wear, there's probably not one thing. I'm going to say three things.
Okay.
Nope, four things. I know who I am as a makeup artist. Four things.
Okay.
Okay, number one is foundation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Number two, I always fill in my brows all the time. All the time.
Uh-huh.
Always fill in my brows. Number three is lipstick. And number four is mascara. Because sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, even I don't feel like doing eyeshadow sometimes. So I'm like, I at least have to wear mascara.
Right. And you think more than eyeliner?
You know, I'm going to tell you, my tastes have changed when it comes to eyeliner, because when I was in like high school, everyone was always wearing eyeliner. And I was like, let me just throw all this eyeliner on my face all the time. And I loved it. And it was the awesomest thing ever. And now as an adult, I'm like, I might just want to wear mascara. I might just want to wear lashes. Sometimes I just like eyeliner. I'm very picky.
I mean, I think you should be. You're an expert at this, so I think that that's fair game. So to go back to somebody you idolize, okay, so let's break it down a little bit. So who is somebody that you follow that rocks foundation, promotes foundation? Is there anybody that does that you really look up to?
I don't know.
Okay, so obviously, I guess foundation's pretty general, right? Different people.
Oh, I know somebody. Okay, wait, I know somebody.
Okay, good. Tell.
Okay, so I don't know how many folks actually know of her, but she is a famous makeup artist. And she is like the brow guru of all brow gurus. And her name is Eugenia Weston. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting her. I believe it was the beginning of this month when I attended a class, and she was teaching all her like fabulous eyebrow knowledge, and I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. So she, like, you know me, I'm obsessed with my eyebrows. I just admitted it earlier. I like I love my eyebrows, and I've always loved my eyebrows. So she is like the brow guru out in LA, and she's been doing like makeup for, like, I don't know, 40 years or something.
Oh my God.
And like, she has taught, like, her brow method, like, is flawless. And she actually, everyone would probably think, oh, aren't you going to pick Anastasia? She's Anastasia's teacher.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
That's so funny.
She taught Anastasia. So I was like, oh my God, like you're like the coolest human ever, because you like slay every single person's brows. Like, her method is crazy. Like, and it's so cool.
Oh,
and it works every single time.
I love it. Okay, yay. I'm so happy you thought of somebody. Bravo to you. That's awesome. See, I knew there was somebody you look up to. Everybody has somebody they want to, like, aspire to be on some level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really cool. Okay, so we're going to play a little game time. Even though what you do for a living is so awesome, I want people to get to know you outside of your makeup career. So you can answer these however you want. And there's no rush, all right? So no pressure. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you. So first question, what is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
What is something that I have to do in my daily routine?
Mm-hmm.
I actually have two things.
Okay.
Number one, eat breakfast every single morning.
Ah, that's a good one.
I have to eat breakfast every single morning.
I love it. Nobody said that, and I ask that all the time. So smart. Thank you for sharing that, because that is something everybody needs.
It's true, though.
Yeah, for energy
it's
and everything.
It's really true.
So what's your favorite go-to breakfast before you answer the second thing?
Okay. I always have a cup of coffee and eggs of some sort. I'll scramble them, throw stuff in, like, oh, yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing something new to the table. Bravo to you, girlfriend.
I'm so glad I could.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, and what's the second thing?
The second thing is exercise of some sort. So I usually go to the gym 4 days a week and or the pool. I love swimming.
Oh, my
God. So I go in the pool. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I never knew that about you, and I've known you for a while. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know what? Here's another interesting fact while we're talking about interesting facts. I actually learned how to swim when I was what? Let's see. I learned how to swim 3 years ago.
No way.
Yeah.
And so, like, is it, like, strokes? Is it, like a workout class in the pool? Like, what does that look like?
To be honest with you, the swimming part is kind of just for fun. Sometimes I kind of go ham and do like the whole laps, like the whole lap swimming. So most of the time I just do it because I'm a Pisces, so I like being in the water.
True.
Like I'm a true water sign. Like you give me water, I'm happy.
Oh my
God.
I'm
like one of those people.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I love how you said I go ham and just do whatever in the water. That's awesome. I like that.
That's me.
That's awesome. So fun. Okay, cool. Second question. Now, this has to be outside of makeup because I'm assuming makeup might be one of your first answers to this. But if you were stranded on a deserted island, what would be one item you have to bring with you and why?
Ooh, if I was stranded on a deserted island and I had to bring one item with me. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, maybe it's one makeup item. See, that's unique. Is there one makeup item that you would have to bring with you?
One makeup item. Oh, that's a tough one, too. You know what? I'm not going to go with makeup. I'm going to say sunscreen.
Good one.
Sunscreen. Mm-hmm.
I'm so impressed by your answers. I'm loving them.
I like my answer.
Oh my God. You're being so fun. I love it. Okay. Cool stuff. Great answer, Carlo. Great answer. Okay.
Yay.
What is your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? Oh gosh. I don't think I have one particular favorite food. Like, I can't pick one.
Yeah, I know.
You're giving me difficult. Like, I can't pick one for anything.
I know. Like, I mean, I guess because everything brings something different to the table. All right, so what are you craving today? What will you be eating today?
What will I be eating today? Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I do have a favorite food. And it's not really food. It's more of sweets.
Okay. I'm game. I love sweets.
Okay, I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh,
I'm like, they're like, that's my go-to.
Were you all over that for Halloween? Were you on the search for the Reese's pieces on Halloween?
No, I actually don't like the Reese's pieces. I like the peanut butter cups. Only the peanut butter cups.
No way.
I'm so weird. I know. It's the same thing. But I like the peanut butter cups better.
Wait, so are the maybe I'm confused. So the Reese's pieces are the candies? Is that what you thought I was saying?
Reese's pieces are like the ones that look like M&Ms.
Oh my God. See, I didn't even know that. I didn't think to ask it that way. Oh my God. Okay. So food for thought, if you do like Reese's pieces, peanut butter cups, you need to check out Unreals. They are like the healthier quote unquote version of Reese's pieces and they taste just as good. They are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for those. They come in like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, almond butter instead of peanut butter. They have so many different variations. They are incredible.
Well, now I know what I'm doing after this podcast.
Oh my God, please, please go investigate because seriously, they're so good. I'm a sweet tooth person too. I'm all over like sweets. So I can totally attest to that. Great answers. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Final question. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, who is my celebrity crush? This is such a great question. Ready? Nick Jonas.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
I think he is so cute.
He's so cute.
That's a good
one. He's so cute.
Yeah. He's, like, innocent but has, like, a bad boy side and, like, Yeah, I like it.
He's got it all. He totally does.
Well, Carly, I think one day soon you'll meet him. Is he even engaged or anything? Where is he right
he's
now?
He's engaged to some lady that some actress, and I don't really know her very well, but I think she's an actress.
Oh, really?
She's a singer. She's an actor and a singer. She's famous for some reason, but I don't entirely know why.
I mean, it's irrelevant because it's not Carla, right?
Exactly. It's going to be Carla.
It's going to be pretty awesome. It is, one day.
Nick Jonas, if you're hearing this podcast.
I know, right? I love it. Oh, my God. So fun. Okay, so this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on today. So to follow up questions, I want people to please tell everyone how they can follow you on social media, specials you're offering for our listeners, and how they can get in touch with you.
Awesome. So first I'm going to say how they can get in touch with me. They can visit my website. It's www.creativecontourbycarla.com. All C's. Just letting everyone know, it's Carla with a C.
True.
Yeah. So for social media, I have Facebook and Instagram, and they're both Creative Contour by Carla. You get very easy. You can just do the at sign, type it all in one word. It should come right up. I made sure. So any specials I'm having. So for the holiday season, I'm actually having two really cool specials. The first special is for those of you who are hosting holiday parties, I am offering a discounted makeup service for all my hostesses out there. And you receive $10 off your makeup service, which is actually a really great deal.
Worth it.
That's number one. Number two is, for those of you who like to gift makeup services, I am offering, this is new, by the way, I am offering a gift certificate either for one event makeup service or for a 1 hour makeup lesson.
Oh my God, I love that. So unique, so fun.
Right? So fun.
So if they want to inquire about that, what's the best way to do that?
On my website. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So everybody needs to check out creativecontourbycarla.com and follow her on her social channels. And she is amazing, as you can tell from our super fun episode. So Carla, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so fun to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. I had so much fun.
Oh my God, we had so much fun. It was so great. And everybody definitely needs to check her out and hire her. And Carla, I mean, you should probably even explore, because our audience is so big, like doing virtual like makeup lessons, like on like Zoom calls and stuff like that, like food for thought. So audience, if you are listening and are interested in reaching out to call her for that, she could definitely do that through like Zoom.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So yeah. Definitely reach out. It's so worth it. She's amazing. I can't say better things about her. I've been so happy working with her. So thanks again, Carla.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, of course. And thank you everyone so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.